Good morning, I'm Diana and I'm an alcoholic and a bit embarrassed to be asked to speak because I was hoping I could sit there and just listen to the meeting, which I enjoy, as I do all meetings, especially the meetings at Richmond Unity. And it's an absolutely beautiful day and I just feel well and happy to be sober and very, very grateful to be sober because I didn't always feel well. Far from it, I used to feel hungover every morning when I was drinking, and the physical discomfort was nothing compared with the mental suffering. I always thought that I could cope with anything physically, but that mental torment, the depression and the fears and the guilt, the resentment and the pounding heart and the gut-churning fear as soon as I woke in the morning was all dreadful. And I thought that I'd have to live the rest of my life like that because I'd always lived like that long before I picked up a drink. Fear was with me from my first waking moment. And it didn't have to be fear of anything in particular or even a real fear. The unreal fears were just there and they were nameless fears and they were dreadful. But I used drink to relieve the fears and it did for a while. About the time that I started to drink, I also attended a psychiatrist, which I find pretty significant. And the psychiatrist, a very well-meaning, very famous psychiatrist in Melbourne who's still practicing, and she's a pretty good doctor, I think. But she gave me Librium, and she said, these are not addictive. And I was on them for 3 years, and I couldn't get off them. And every time I thought I was going to be frightened, I took a Librium. And when I was frightened, I took a Librium. And I just couldn't get off them. And that was the start of many, many tablets that I was prescribed. I was given Triptanol and Serapex and Sinoquin and Amital and Phenobarb, and I used cough mixture in between. I saw my daughter had a bad cough this week and she had some cough mixture, and I picked it up with interest and looked at the label because it was my experience that I'd go down to the medicine cabinet in the middle of the night and just neck the bottle of cough mixture. I suppose I knew it was a bit odd to do that, but it didn't stop me. And I know now it was the alcohol and the morphine and everything else in it that I was after. But my drinking occurred in ignorance because I just simply didn't know anything about the disease of alcoholism. I knew that I was a bit of a mess up top, and I knew that some drugs relieved the condition for a while. So I just used them in ignorance. And I went on like that for 20 years. And at the end of the 20 years, I was even worse, even more fearful, and certainly very, very sick physically, and hungover in the morning and thinking, I've done it again. I'll only have a couple of drinks tonight. I never tried to stop. That wouldn't have even entered my head. Fancy trying to stop drinking. It was the only thing that helped me. I had a broken marriage. I'd attempted suicide. And I'd say to myself, I'll just have a couple of drinks tonight. And when I got past the couple and thought, gee, I've forgotten to count again, who cares anyway? I'll just keep on drinking. And a lot of drinking occurred by myself. I'd get my two then teenage children their meal, and I'd have a drink with before the meal and during the meal, and then I would take myself off to my bedroom with a flagon of sherry and continue. And during the evening, I'd ring Lifeline a few times. And if I didn't like what I heard, I'd hang up and ring again. And I don't think I ever got really brilliant advice. Nobody said to me, have you been drinking, that I can recall. But as blackouts occurred, I really am not sure. And a lot of driving was done in blackouts too. And as far as I know, I didn't have an accident. But I always have the feeling that I could have knocked someone over and not known about it. So I'm not too smug about that either. When I got to the fellowship, I only came in as an observer, and I was very, very fascinated by the meetings, the early meetings, because I knew that they could help me. Mind you, I didn't want to admit I was powerless over alcohol, and I didn't admit it for a good 3 months, but I knew that the program of the steps could help. I knew that my life was unmanageable, because I'd just married an alcoholic that I'd known for 4 weeks, so it was pretty well unmanageable. And, you know, that's how I say it flippantly, and I suppose it sounds funny now, but he said, you know, let's get married, and I said, yes. You'd spend more time buying a car, wouldn't you? But, you know, I say it flippantly, it's funny now, but believe me, it wasn't funny at the time, because here I was, nearly off the grog with an alcoholic that was still practicing. And if you think that's easy, well, the drinking was occurring in my home, and that was the old environment. And here they were telling me to keep away from the old environment, and I thought, well, how do you do that? The drinking's going on right here. And although I did a lot of pub drinking, that wasn't my big fear, was having alcohol in the home. I got rid of everything that I could see around the place, but someone else was drinking there and I couldn't do anything about that. And I thought, well, you know, why isn't the whole world tailoring themselves to suit me? I'm off the grog. You know, I'm doing the right thing now after 20-odd years, but it didn't work that way. I had to go to Al-Anon meetings. I had to do something about me and look at the defects of character, which have kept me busy up until this point and still will. And I couldn't do anything about someone else's drinking at all. And just as well too, because I wouldn't have stuck around if it had been easy, I can tell you that. And that's the wonderful thing about it, is that it worked for me, all the wrong reasons. I stopped drinking for someone else and it worked. And I was able to stay away from the grog and do something about me. And it's been just a fantastic adventure. It's been really wonderful. I have had a lot of help from this group, and working in this group and putting in a little bit of service, washing up a few cups, has given me far more than I could have ever given to the group. And I'm just so grateful to all of you, to my higher power that I love very dearly today and sort of got me sober and has helped me stay sober. I just couldn't express my gratitude, not if I was here for the rest of my life. So thank you.